gave you a hint that we're going to be speaking about Noah this morning. I was drawn to Noah by a couple of points, but one of the points on the page genealogy of Noah, it says, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." That's found in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. And I heard that scripture some weeks ago, and it impressed me that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And was reading a little, maybe a week or so ago, about Noah. And in chapter 5, and I'm just going to read, it could be considered kind of dry, because of some genealogy from Adam to Noah, and it was from this chapter that I prepared this genealogy of Noah, and I thought it was interesting, and it kind of answered some questions that I had in my mind. In Genesis chapter 5, it reads, "This is the book of the genealogy of Adam in the day that God created man. He made them in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and named him Seth." I'm just going to pause there for a minute. And we know that Seth was not Adam's firstborn. In this genealogy, we skip over Cain and Abel. Cain was the firstborn. Abel was the second born. Cain killed Abel, and God's word, chapter 4, verse 16 of Genesis, it says, "Then Cain went out." This was after he killed Abel, and it said, "Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden." And it goes on and said, "And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Enoch." This is a different Enoch that is in the line of Seth. But we'll continue on reading in verse 4 of chapter 5. "After he begat Seth, the days of Adam were 800 years, and he had sons and daughters. So all the days of that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos. After he begat Enos, Seth lived 807 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Enos lived 90 years, and he begot Canaan. After he begot Canaan, Enosh lived 815 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died." And going on, and I was reading this and kind of putting the years in, and I have a column for the year of the birth. We know that Seth was born when Adam was 130, and the day that Adam was created, that was, I guess, the beginning of time, as we know it. And I put the year of birth 1 for Adam. Seth was 130, and years old when he had Enosh. And so if Seth was 105 years old when Enosh was born, and Seth was born in the year 130, then Enosh was born in the year 235. But, you know, just going on down the genealogy from the word, we can see from Enosh being born in 235, and he lived 90 years before he bore his firstborn, and his age at death was 905 on the Canaan. He was born in the year 325, and he lived 910 years. Mahalalel was born 395 years after Adam, and he lived to be 895, and so on. And looking over this, I thought it was interesting to see that through Lamech, the father of Noah, all of the descendants of Lamech were still living. Lamech was born in 874, following the 874 years after Adam was created. Adam was still living. Seth was, Enosh, Cain, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, and Methuselah. I thought that was interesting. And what prompted my thinking was this verse, Genesis 6:8. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And I was wondering, well, what about Noah's descendants? What about Lamech? What about Methuselah? I looked at this, and you can see then when Lamech passed away, 1,651 years, years after Adam was created, when Lamech had Noah, he was 182 years, so Noah was born 1,056 years after Adam was created. And when Noah was born, Enosh was still living. Adam and Seth had died. But Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch wasn't around because God took him. But Methuselah and Lamech were around. And then I thought it was interesting, at 500 years of age, Noah begat Shem and Japheth. I believe Shem was the oldest, and then Ham and Japheth. But I don't know if they were triplets, or it just doesn't say when, you know, the time period between the births of those three. And at the birth of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Methuselah was still living, Lamech was still living, and Noah was still living. And that was in the year 1556, and 100 years after Shem, Ham, and Japheth were born, 100 years after that was when the flood was. That's what the verses indicate. So the flood was 1,656 years after Adam was created. Interestingly enough, Lamech passed away in the year 1651, 5 years earlier than the flood. And Methuselah passed away the year of the flood. He died before the flood. I just thought that was interesting. So I took the time to get sidetracked and I didn't bore too many people too much. We're going to be reading in Genesis chapter 6, and I'll begin reading verse 1 of Genesis 6. Now it came to pass, when men began to multiply in the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. There's a lot of confusion about these verses. One thing is apparent, is that whatever was going on between the sons of God and the daughters of men, apparently it was not something that in God's mind or view was natural. And there are different schools of thought. I read some, and it's like students of the Bible. Think that the sons of God referring here are fallen angels that came down and saw the women of the world to Seth's line and took some of the daughters of man as wife married them and fathered children, and apparently somewhat of abomination, because it's mentioned later that in verses 3 and 4 it says, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. And I'll drop down to verse 4. There were giants on the earth in those days, and also afterwards when the sons of God came in to the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. So there was stuff was going on that God was outside of what God saw as order. And again, some of the schools of thought, one of them was that the sons of God were fallen angels. Another school of thought was that the sons of God were actually sons of Seth, who saw and married daughters of Cain, who was in the land of Nod. That's not the important point. The important thing is that in verse 5 it said, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord in verse 7 said, I will destroy man, whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and bird of the air, for I am sorry that I made him. So we can see that early on there was some issues going on that I don't know about. Well, we don't know about. It's not clear. I'm sure many of us have heard, you know, a lot of different theories on it, but, you know, they're theories. But then we come to verse 8, verse 8 is an exciting verse. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And I was impressed by these two verses. Verses 8 and 9. Noah found grace in the eyes of God, and Noah walked with God. It's a good thing to find grace in the eyes of God, and I don't mean to elevate myself, but it's a good thing to feel a love of God. I appreciate the relationship that I have with the Lord Jesus Christ, and as adopted into the family of God, being considered a son of God. That's a good thing. Reading on, just to camp out there a little bit on verse 9, Noah walked with God, and it was that verse that kind of led me to the hymn that we sing, just a closer walk with thee. And in the Old Testament, There's two men that are mentioned that walk with God. One of them is Noah, and one of them is one of the forefathers of Noah. In Genesis 5:21, it said Enoch was 65 years old, and he begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. So we can see that Enoch was 65 years old when he began. His firstborn was Methuselah. He begot Methuselah when he was 65 years old. And after he begot Methuselah, it's recorded that Enoch walked with God 300 years and had more sons and daughters. So he walked with God these 300 years, and during this period of time, he had sons and daughters. So having sons and daughters wasn't getting in the way, his family life wasn't getting in the way of him walking with God. And I was just encouraged by Enoch too, and it said Enoch walked with God, and it's not for God took him. So Enoch was one of those two men in Scripture that did not die, God took him. And I get the man from in the New Testament, I get it mixed up from his follower. Was it in Elijah? Is that one? Yeah, it was Elijah that the Lord took him to the glory, not through death. And so we talked a little about Enoch walking with God. We talked a little about Noah walking with God. There was another man who we touched on this morning, who in contrast to Enoch and Noah, who those two walked with God. There was another man who didn't walk with God. And then in Genesis 3, verse 6, it says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, you know, we're talking about Adam, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covering. And in verse 8 it says, and they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves. They weren't walking. They hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? So he said, I heard your voice in the garden. This is Adam speaking. And I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And God said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat? And the man said, the woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me the tree and I ate. And the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that thou hast done? So here we see, in contrast to Enoch and Noah, we see Adam, who didn't with God, who ate of the fruit that God said, don't eat, because in the day that you eat, you'll die. And when Adam and Eve heard the Lord walking in the garden, they hid themselves. They didn't walk with the Lord. Let's continue on. We read in chapter 6 of Genesis about Noah found grace in verse 8, and in verse 9, at the end of the verse, Noah walked with God. In verse 10, it says, and Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And he was speaking again. This is God speaking to Noah. And God told Noah, make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it with on the outside and inside with pitch and with. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the width 50 cubits, the height 30 cubits. And you shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it. You shall finish it to a cubit from above and set the door of the ark on its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks. And behold, I myself am bringing floodwaters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which the breath of life, everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you and your sons, your wife, your sons' wives with you. So here we see judgment coming on the earth. And God's view of mankind at this point in time was that it was corrupt. And you know, what year this was that God was having this conversation, I don't know, but you know, I do know that Noah was living, Shem, Ham, and Japheth were living, Noah's wife, his sons' wives were living. And I believe that Methuselah was also living. This is speculation, because it would take Noah some time to build this ark. And I suspect it took a good year, but we don't know. But, you know, I thought it was interesting that God singled out Noah. Noah found grace. You know, I just always, I guess in my naivety, consider that the line back to Adam, were men of faith, and, you know, we'll see them in glory. That may be, that may not be, I don't know. It hasn't been made clear to me. But depictions I've seen specifically of that sight and sound, the presentation of Noah, that showed, you know, Lamech, and it showed Methuselah in there. They seem to be that's not God's word. But continuing on, verse 19 of chapter 6, and every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing on the earth after its kind. Two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive, and you shall take care for yourself. You shall take for yourself of all food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourself, and it shall be food for you and for them. So we can see, and following on in verse 22, thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him. So he did. So we can see, again, another important verse, we can see the obedience of Noah here. But we can see God preparing for the judgment, and he's having Noah build this ark, and in the ark for safety, when God destroys all of mankind, he's going to bring Noah, his wife, Noah's three sons, and his three sons' wives. And God is also going to bring to Noah two of every animal, creeping things, you know, the cattle, horses, birds of the air, two of every kind, and of the clean animals, seven of every kind. It's encouraging, too, in verse 22, Noah did according to all that God commanded him. So he did. So continuing on in chapter 7, then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, for you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Again, God could see that Noah and his sons and wives and his daughter, his wife, were righteous in this generation. You shall take with you 7 each of every clean animal, a male and female, 2 each that are unclean, male and female, also 7 each of the birds of the air, male and female, to keep the species alive on the face of the earth. For after 7 more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all things that I have made. And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded. Again, we can see in verse 5, the Lord did all that the Lord commanded. And it goes on and says, Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters were on the earth. So this is where we can see that Noah was 500 when Shem, Ham, and Japheth were born. And it goes on to say that the flood, Noah was 600 years old. And Shem, Ham, and Japheth were 100. At least Shem was 100. Verse 7. So Noah, with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives, went into the ark because of the waters of the flood, dropping down. And it came to pass, verse 10, and it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, and so forth. And further on in the 11th verse, on that day, all the fountains of the deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. So here we see the judgment of God on the earth against all mankind outside of the ark. Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their wives were in the ark, secure and safe. And the animals. And verse 13 of chapter 7. On the same day, Noah, his sons, verse 14, and they and every beast of its kind, all cattle of its kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, every bird of its kind, a sort. And they went into the ark of Noah, two by two, all flesh, in which is the breath of life. So those that entered, male and female, of all flesh, went in as God commanded them, and the Lord shut them in. And on down to verse 23. Only Noah, the end of the verse, only Noah and those who were with him in the ark remained alive. And the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days. But it goes on in chapter 8, and I'll just read a few more verses before I end. And God remembered and every living thing, and all the animals that were with him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided, and the fountains of the deep, and the windows of the heaven were also stopped. The rain from the heavens was restrained, and the waters receded continually from the earth. At the end of 150 days, the waters decreased. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. And you can go on and read the rest of the 8th chapter to see about how the waters receded, the land was dry, and the Lord spoke to Noah in verse 15 of chapter 8 and said, go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you, bring out all the animals and so forth. We can see that judgment was passed. And there was also in verse 20 of chapter 8, it says, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled the soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. So here, and this is, you remember, the rainbow was seen or created as a reminder. So the Lord passed judgment on all of mankind, save eight individuals who were in the ark, and only the animals that the Lord directed into the ark. And the Lord caused the flood and wiped them all out, wiped out all of his creation, save those that were in the ark. And, you know, I was reminded, too, of, you know, we had several verses that told us of the state of things on the earth at that point in time, and you know, it was bad. The end of all flesh has come before me. The earth is filled with violence. Through them, this is chapter 6, verse 13, behold, I will destroy them from the earth. Things were bad on earth, and God was going to punish and was going to wipe out the sin that was prevalent on earth at that time. And you know, I was reminded of our society today. Our society has, even in my lifetime, 74 years, seen a lot. Ed, 88 years, have seen a lot of changes in our lifetime. But abortion, how many millions of lives have been murdered in the United States alone in the last 20 years or so. And, you know, the LGB, you know, all the letters, things have changed and in our society, it's sad. And you know, you think, how much longer is God going to put up with me? And the culture that is prevalent in the world today, I don't think it will be too long, beyond that. But as we read of Enoch and Noah, there were two men that walked with God, and also Elijah walked with God. Just would pray that it would be our purpose, our desire to be found walking with the Lord in this day. I know our brother Phil is a track enthusiast. This is a men's running track, not horse racing. And just would you know, it's big in track that the runner finishes strong, finishes well, and just you know, it's in my heart that I would finish well in my race, my sojourn here on earth, that I would finish well and walk with God. And you know, at the appointed time, either my death or the Lord Jesus calling mankind to meet it in the air, that so shall I be with the Lord. And just, you know, I trust it's the desire of everyone here to finish well, to be found walking with the Lord, and not to be found as mankind was here early in creation in the first 1,000 years of man's life. I'll just ask the Lord's blessing. Our loving God and Father, we thank you for this time together in your word. We thank you for men like Enoch, who we read walked 300 years and walked with God and bore additional sons and daughters. We can read about Noah, who walked with God, and Lord, that we would be encouraged, that we would be driven, that we would seek it to also be found walking with God, and in this day of depravity, as it was in Enoch's day and as it was in Noah's day. Surely we listen to the news and are witnesses to what's going on in the world today. It saddens our heart, even in our own country. But Lord, that we would be found walking with you. Lord, we look to that day when we will hear the shout and we will be caught up together to be with you, and so shall we ever be with you. And we just ask your blessings on our time this morning and on the reading of your scripture. We pray these things in Jesus' name.